Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Talking about all things religious, Michael Swain, Executive Director for Freedom of Religion in South Africa, joins us this morning. Why did the Department of Health delete comment on the draft health regulations? Michael, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show. Great to be with you.
Nice to be with you. So give us the background first. What is it that we are talking about?
Well, the government, as you may know, has published or gazetted draft health regulations, which it wants to basically take over from the state of national disaster passed under the National Disaster Act. And they want to be able to continue to run the country the way that it has been run these past 2 years by executive regulation rather than with full parliamentary democratic participation. And we are objecting to this because obviously this pandemic, albeit it was very serious, has passed. The national state of disaster has been lifted. But why, therefore, are we now being given these new regulations, which will effectively mean that business as usual can be carried on as we have experienced the past 2 years, when we still, of course, have the National Disaster Act if we were to face anything similar? We believe this is unnecessary, completely unnecessary. And we believe that many of the provisions of these regulations are completely unconstitutional. And therefore, it's deeply concerning. You know, there have been over 230,000 individual submissions made to government that we know of. But now we're discovering that many others, maybe tens of thousands of others, have just simply been deleted without even being opened and read. And that is a fundamental flaw in the democratic process.
So what do you think they is trying to be achieved? What do you think they're trying to achieve here in by doing so?
Well, I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to say that there has not been as much public objection to these new draft regulations as there actually has been. And, of course, that is completely skewing the process. Governments are under a responsibility, have a duty, a legal duty, to consider every single submission that is made. And if they're simply deleting them without even opening or reading them, then they are actually subverting, and this is a gross violation of, the democratic process, which they are obliged to follow in law. And therefore, the whole process, everything that they're therefore doing, is therefore now subject to challenge in court because of these irregularities.
And effectively, it sends a message that says your voice doesn't matter, and that we're really pretending to be a democracy. We're asking for your view. We're asking for your participation just because we need to do that. But we don't really believe in that.
And that is why I think it is so important that we continue to send in these submissions. And we have a website, forsa.org.za, where you can simply, with a click, either go straight through to a platform and make a submission online, or you can download an email sort of sample and make it your own and send that into the address given. But we have to keep pressing on. We cannot, I believe, be content and at peace with living in a country which is a hard-won, hard-fought-for democracy where all our constitutional rights, if you remember lockdown, I mean, we were told when we had to be at home, we were told what we could buy, we were micromanaged in the control of our lives. That was highly unusual. And yet now these draft regulations will effectively make that the new normal. And I don't believe that as South Africans we should be able to, we should be willing to just sit idly by. And when government does, as you say, just delete without even opening or reading the people's voices, that is a very, very concerning sign of the state of our democracy.
Do you think that South Africans, compared to people around the world, are more complacent and more accepting of government control?
You know, it's obviously a question which is being raised now by how many submissions are actually being sent in. And to be honest with you, the number of submissions that have been sent in already has been something of a record. So I think it does show, obviously not everybody's going to take the time to do that. It literally takes you, by the way, 3 minutes. But those who are doing so, I think, are standing up. I think there's probably going to have been in the region of 500,000 submissions. And bear in mind, all this is in the space of a month. So if you think about that, I think we are, thank God, alert and awake as a democracy. And we are awakening to the fact that these hard-won rights, these hard-fought-for guarantees of our constitutional freedoms need to be defended. And the only way we can do that is by making our voices heard. And every submission counts. Every submission is a voice, and the more submissions, the louder the voice.
It's very concerning that we definitely seem to be having this push and pull factor from government. Is our government different to others in its need to control or in its attempt to control, or is this pretty much standard practice around the world?
Yeah, well, most, as we've seen, I mean, many, many countries now, I mean, China is obviously a terrible exception, but many countries now have basically accepted that COVID-19 is now an endemic. In other words, it's something they're going to have to learn to live with. And they've relaxed and released all these restrictions and regulations. I mean, in many countries, there's no more mask wearing, there's no more social distancing, everybody's back to normal. Football stadiums are packed full of people. You know, this is how life should be. Why? When this pandemic is clearly on the wane, I mean, it's been basically taken off the list of diseases that require a state of national disaster, are they still trying to carry on and pass regulations, which, by the way, will be permanent and will last indefinitely and will give them the same level of sweeping power simply for making any disease, regardless of its severity, a notifiable medical condition? And that means that you can be compelled to be isolated in a quarantine facility that the state will provide for who knows how long. You can be compelled to be vaccinated because that's treatment and that's not defined. It is so loose and so vague and so open that it gives government almost limitless powers to do whatever they want, whatever they want. And we believe that that is not something that we can simply just sit and say nothing about. We must make our voices heard.
Absolutely right. Before I let you go, how do people, just remind us again how people can go about doing that?
Well, the best way is to go to our website, forsa.org.za, and there you will see a simple couple of clicks, and you can either, as I say, go to an online platform with DSA, which is very well known, or you can download a text template and fill it in and send your own email off. But please, before Friday the 15th, we've only got 2 days now, 3 days. You must make your voice heard. If we don't say anything before Friday, then we basically will be having to live with the result. But the more submissions are made, as I say, the louder our voice become. And government must listen. And it is absolutely unacceptable that they are deleting some of these submissions without even opening or reading them. That is a gross violation of constitutional law and due process.
Absolutely right. Go to FORSA for South Africa. That is how you can make your voice heard. Michael Swain, Executive Director of For South Africa, Freedom of Religion, South Africa, joining us this morning, talking about why the Department of Health has deleted the comments on the draft health regulation.